We're in a celebratory mood this week on Main Menu because this is show number 100. How about that? And because Main Menu has always been a grassroots show where people can come on and share their knowledge with other blind and vision impaired people, there's no better way to celebrate 100 Main Menu shows than to hear from some of the reviewers and the listeners who've made Main Menu what it is.
Hello everyone, this is Tony Beckler. I really enjoyed producing the three-part Telnet series, which can be found in the on-demand archives, as well as the first part of the ongoing series on the Synchronet PBS program. Yes, I'm planning to produce more tutorials and overviews as time permits. I've been listening to Main Menu since the very first program on April 10th, 2000, and I must first thank Odyssey Magazine, who's on the web at Odyssey, A-U-D-Y-S-S-E-Y magazine.org, for first pointing out ACB Radio to me. I've been listening to many excellent reviews here, and I look forward to another 100 programs, and congratulations and good job to everyone. Also, I'd like to publicly thank Jonathan Mosen for doing such an outstanding job. I look forward to listening to Main Menu every week for the outstanding content and technology reviews and tutorials. The only thing I really don't care much for are the news briefs. Anyway, congratulations and keep up the great work.
Hi, my name is Bruce Taves. I'm from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. When I first bought my new computer about 3 months ago, I really didn't know what I was doing in Windows. I'd been using DOS for about 15 years, and I was quite comfortable with it. But I hadn't wanted to make the transition to Windows, quite frankly, because I didn't think I was capable of doing it. But I realized if I wanted to take advantage of all the new features that were coming out and the new capabilities that computers were affording me, I would have to make the upgrade, and I decided that now was as good a time as any. I had some vacation time. I hoped I could maybe learn to use the system. So I got the computer, and I was looking for a resource of information. Someone suggested Main Menu, and I tried it. I listened to the current show, and I went through the archives to find out all the different types of things that I thought would interest me or help me. And it was incredible. Between Main Menu and the JAWS training tapes, I was able to get up to speed in terms of Windows use and how to get around and how to manage and so on. And I'm very, very grateful to Jonathan and to all the other reviewers for all the work they did in making this information available and providing it to the visually impaired computer community. Thanks, guys. You're terrific. Congratulations, Main Menu, for 100 fantastic episodes, and here's to the next 100.
Hi there, everybody. My name is Chris Collins. I'm from Newport Beach, California, and I just want to add my voice to those congratulating Main Menu on its 100th show. The computer really has transformed the lives of so many of us who are blind, and because of that, it's very important to keep up with all the information about it. And that can sometimes be an incredible task. Main Menu has really made that task easier for me, and I'm sure it has for so many others too. Congratulations, Jonathan, on a job well done. I really believe that Main Menu should be called the treasure trove, because for me, over the last couple of years or so, it has been absolutely priceless.
Hi, this is Kelly Superja from Mortlach, Saskatchewan, Canada. It's been my pleasure and privilege to produce various articles and features for Main Menu, such as reviews of accessible games like Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza, discussions on how to create your own website, and programs like Get Right. What I like about Main Menu is being able to listen to news and reviews of the latest and greatest technology from a blindness perspective, as well as hints and tips for various programs and devices. Congratulations, Jonathan and everyone, for making Main Menu the successful program it is today. I've enjoyed listening to and contributing to the first 100 shows, and I can't wait to do so for another 100 shows. Thanks again, and keep up the excellent work.
Hello, ACB Radio Main Menu listeners. This is Luis Peña from Colombia, South America. First of all, I want to congratulate Jonathan and all the Main Menu contributors who have made possible this fantastic program. Main Menu has represented for me an invaluable source of information on the latest adaptive technology developments, especially due to the fact that I live in a country where such information is not readily available. Moreover, Main Menu has inspired me to start a company called Altamira Technology, whose main purpose is to develop software solutions for visually impaired Spanish-speaking individuals. Thanks to the skills that I have acquired preparing the two reviews that I made for Main Menu, I was able to develop the first Spanish-speaking audio tutorial to teach blind computer individuals to use Microsoft Word 2000 with Just for Windows. Main Menu also has represented for me a major source of weekly entertainment. Finally, I want to conclude this short message expressing my most sincere appreciation to ACB Radio and in particular to Jonathan for this major contribution to the blind community wide world.
Hello, this is Jerry Chevalier from Edmonton, Canada. I'm very pleased to congratulate the entire Main Menu production team for 100 excellent shows. For me, Main Menu has become a de facto way to learn about assistive technology for blind people, and indeed to listen to the tutorials about how to use that technology. I enjoy every week tuning in ACB Radio in the background in my office when I should be working. Once again, congratulations and best of luck for the next 100 shows. Cheers.
This is Dean Martineau of Top Dot Enterprises and Sound Computing, an occasional contributor and frequent listener to Main Menu. The thing that comes to my mind as we reach this milestone, and I hope there's lots of other milestones in the future, about Main Menu is, besides the fact that it provides us with a tremendous amount of really useful technology information, more than any commercial source probably really could other than this, is it empowers people. The whole network of the mailing list that Jonathan formerly ran and that are still in place, and the Main Menu program, empowers people to take the knowledge about technology that they gain and then spread it to other people. It's a much more grassroots model. It doesn't depend on experts, quote-unquote, teaching people how to do things. It's people learning how to do them and then teaching other people. In addition, as more and more people from more and more places gain access to the Internet, the archive of all these programs is a rich resource for those people to get up and running with equipment and to join this online community a lot faster than would have been possible without it. So I certainly don't say anything unique by wishing that this will continue and, if anything, perhaps even somehow expand into the future, but I think this organization and Jonathan is on to something with the mechanism here, and it's really an exciting thing to be part of.
This is Mary Emerson. I have done a few reviews for Main Menu. I've enjoyed doing the reviews, have learned a lot from doing them, and also have learned a great deal from the responsiveness of people. I've gotten some great email back from people, helpful hints, questions, comments, and it's been really interesting, the interaction. But even more than that, I have enjoyed the wealth of information out in the Main Menu archives. I have only been using Windows for about a year. I had to finally learn it for my job. But I must say that Main Menu has been incredibly helpful along the way in teaching me how to use so many good programs and utilities. It's just been a wonderful part of my life in the past year. And I look forward to contributing more when I can, and I also especially look forward to hearing more contributions from people. Thanks for being there. You've all been really great.
Hello, this is Matthew Bullis. I've been on Main Menu 3 times before. First time was in May 2001 when I did the review of Depopper, which takes the pops and scratches out of records. Second time was in November 2001 when I reviewed Handy Bits Voicemail, a way to send your voice by email. And the third time was most recently in May 2002 when I reviewed the multi-track recording system for the PC called N-Track. It's been my privilege and honor to review 3 times in Main Menu and hopefully review some more things, whether it's a piece of software that's accessible or whether it's a piece of technology that's accessible. I realize that everyone else puts a lot of work into their reviews, and it's my job that when I find something that works, that I review it. We all owe a debt of thanks to Jonathan each week when he puts the Main Menu together and gives us reviews and news briefs. And I thank everyone else who's contributed, whether it's been either 1 time or 10 times on Main Menu. And I look forward to technology reviews in the future. So thanks to everyone for a great program.
Hello, this is Michael Killian. I apologize for the sound of my voice right now as I am just getting over a cold. I have reviewed a couple of items on Main Menu, WinKey and emailalibi.com. The first item is still around and still works just fine. However, the second item disappeared right after the review. For that, I apologize, but I can do nothing about it. I've enjoyed Main Menu since it began, a couple of years ago, and I hope all the rest of you enjoy it. This is the 100th show of Main Menu, and that is quite an impressive figure. Many TV shows don't make it to 100 episodes. I suspect most internet programs never make it to their 100th program. But ACB Radio's Main Menu has proudly made it to 100 episodes. Jonathan, let's hope for at least 1,000 more.
Hi, we're Jay and Rachel Bader from Orlando, Florida, wishing ACB Radio, you, Jonathan Mosen, and all of you Main Menu contributors a very big congratulations on the 100th Main Menu show. As an assistive technology teacher for the blind and visually impaired, Main Menu has become an invaluable resource for both me and my students to try and keep up with this ever-changing world of assistive technology. Great job, and we look forward to the next 100 Main Menu shows and beyond.
Happy 100th!
Hello, everyone. This is Rob Hubbard of Tyler, Texas. I am a computer trainer. I work for Columbia Lighthouse for the Blind in Washington, D.C. I travel all around the country training other blind people how to use computers at the particular place they work. I would like to thank Jonathan Mosen for allowing us a few brief seconds here to say a few brief words on Main Menu. This is the 100th anniversary of Main Menu program, and I'm so happy to be not only a listener but a contributor. I am affiliated with the Visually Impaired Data Processors International, VidPI, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. We are a computer users group, and I submit the VidPI Vendor and Technology Showcase for Main Menu every year. In fact, you'll be hearing that in the upcoming weeks. We did change the name of it, and I hope the name will be more appealing to a lot of you. It used to be the Microcomputer Seminar, but now it is the VidPI Technology and Vendors Showcase. Sounds better, doesn't it? We hope you enjoy it. I'd like to thank Jonathan Mosen for allowing me a brief time to say a few words. Congratulations, Jonathan Mosen, for the great job you do, my friend. It's a pleasure to work with you, and congratulations to Main Menu on your 100th anniversary.
Yep, g'day. This is Scott Rutkowski from Australia, from Sydney, Australia. Just want to mention a few things about Main Menu, what I like about Main Menu and that sort of thing. I've done a few reviews on Main Menu of a few different products that are speech-friendly and that sort of thing. I think Main Menu is very important to the visually impaired and partially sighted as well, due to the fact that it keeps us up to date with products and product news. And I work in the help desk in the IT industry, and to hear all the latest developments and that sort of thing that possibly can make my job easier is very, very worthwhile, and that's why I listen to Main Menu. Also, I like Main Menu due to the fact that there's many different people who come on and do reviews of certain products, and I find this to be very valuable when doing research on new products to buy, that sort of thing. And I hope Main Menu continues for many, many years.
You know, it's a complex world we live in, and often I feel it's difficult to keep up, and many of the sources are written from a sighted perspective, and so that fails to address many of my more poignant concerns about the technology. And Main Menu has the blindest perspective I can trust and brings it all together in a nice little weekly update. One of the things that I've enjoyed most about contributing to Main Menu is that since I often feel that I don't understand the world as well as I'd like to, when I finally do have clarity on a particular thing, it's fun to try to find the language to translate that clarity to somebody else and to have the feeling that I'm helping another individual or maybe even a group of people understand this world a little better than they might otherwise.
This is Stephen Clower from beautiful Denton, Texas. Just want to say Main Menu, it's a great show. I listen to it every week. I hope Jonathan and all you keep up the great work. Great show.
This is Tom Dimio, and I want to offer my hearty congratulations on 100 Main Menu programs to you, Jonathan, and everyone associated with making Main Menu and ACB Radio possible. 100 programs is certainly a milestone to be proud of. I also want to thank and express my appreciation to those who've contributed material to Main Menu, as a result of a lot of the reviews that I've heard, I went out and purchased the software that was reviewed and played with it. And the programs that I liked, I purchased. And if it hadn't been for hearing about them on Main Menu, I might not have ever heard of them. You know, there was a time when quite a few shortwave radio stations had programs that were technically oriented and dealt with listening to shortwave. They'd have receiver reviews and hints for antennas, ways to improve reception, but they're mostly all gone now. There's still one or two around, but they deal more with program content and schedules and things like that, and there's not a whole lot of technical things that are discussed anymore. But I like to think of Main Menu as kind of a counterpart to what those programs were. Of course, Main Menu deals with the Internet. Those programs dealt with over-the-air radio. But Internet radio is the technology of the day. It will be interesting to see what the next few years holds for Internet radio. But I think the past few years, for me at least, they've been about as exciting as what I think over-the-air radio must have been like back in the 20s and 30s in its infancy. I wasn't around to enjoy it, but I have been around to enjoy Internet radio. And a big part of that enjoyment and excitement has been the last 100 Main Menu programs. And Jonathan and everyone else, thank you very much.
Hey there, folks. It's me, Chris Garstead, just dropping by for a couple seconds to congratulate Main Menu on 100 shows. It's pretty amazing. I remember the very first Main Menu that aired back in April of 2000, and since then it's gone on to be one of the greatest sources of information about access technology. And one thing I really enjoy about the show is the software reviews. In fact, I've done some myself, and I really enjoy Jonathan's reviews of things like SoundForge and AntsJuke and MSN Messenger. I've seen use of MSN Messenger skyrocket thanks to Jonathan's review of that. So that's pretty cool. I also enjoy the news brief section where Jonathan gathers together a whole bunch of technology news stories and just presents them all in one easy to listen to format. It's very nice. So, congratulations, guys, and I hope we can do 100 more shows.
Thanks to everybody who took the time to send us a contribution for this 100th Main Menu, and I guess I'd just like to make a few comments. First and most importantly, to thank everybody who contributes to Main Menu. There's an enormous amount of work that goes into reviewing a software application or putting a recorded piece together. I know that when I do them, there's a lot of stopping and starting, and therefore there's a lot of editing. You really have to sit back and listen to everything that you've recorded, do some pretty hard editing, sometimes record pieces again, and even though you think you really know a software application well, it's not until you have to sit down and demonstrate it and explain it to a large audience that you realize how much you don't know. And so often in reviews I find myself pausing, taking a look at the documentation, the help files, clarifying something in my own mind so that I can then communicate it to the audience. And so there is a lot of editing that goes on in these things. So to everybody who voluntarily contributes so much of their time for the sake of sharing knowledge with our community, my very sincere thanks, because it's you who've made Main Menu what it is. Also to the many listeners that we have, now not only on ACB Radio, but also on radio information services around the place, my sincere thanks for all of the feedback that we get, some of it constructively critical, and most of it really saying how much they enjoy the program. And we certainly appreciate that, because it's that kind of thing that keeps us going and makes it worthwhile. It's been fun to watch technology evolve, even in the last couple of years that we've been doing Main Menu, two years and 3 months or so. There wasn't any Freedom Scientific when we started Main Menu, for example. As you heard at the beginning of the program, Kurzweil 1000 was just releasing version 5. Screen readers have come a long way. So much has changed. So we'll continue to do our best to monitor technology, not just computer technology and not just blindness-related technology, because what we discovered through the popularity of our news brief section is that blind people, of course, are interested in just the same technology stories that everybody else is interested in. If Microsoft is doing something big, a new operating system is coming out, then that's of interest to blind people as well. So we've done our best to acknowledge in recent editions of Main Menu that blind people are interested in more than just blindness related stuff. But of course, when there's a new major assistive technology product development, We expect that people will turn to Main Menu. Because we're weekly, it means that we can get the information to you quicker than anyone else, and we're proud of that, and we'll do our best to keep doing it for you. So to everybody who sent congratulations over the last week or so, my thanks. Thanks to every single person who's contributed to Main Menu over the last 100 programs.